Servus zu einer Special-Ausgabe vom iNeuer Game Podcast. Im Moment finden ja immer noch die Gamescom in Köln statt und ich war heute bei Nintendo und hatte die Ehre und das Privileg sozusagen mit Charles Martinet zu quatschen. Er ist die Synchronstimme von Mario, Luigi, Wario und Waluigi, also fast allen Charakteren im Super Mario Universum. Sehr cooler Typ, sehr netter Typ, auch ein cooles Gespräch, hört es euch an, habt viel Spaß dabei und ab geht's.
Yeah, so I'm ready, so we can start now.
Okay.
My first question, you probably get this a lot, but how did you become the voice of Mario?
Well, you know, I actually crashed an audition 20 years ago. A friend of mine called me up and said, You should go to this audition. It's for a trade show in Las Vegas. And I said, there's absolutely no way. I do not crash auditions. I'm a professional actor. What's the address? And so I went over there, and the camera was in the bag. The producer was walking out the door, and I said, can I please read for this? And he said, He looked at his watch, and he looked at me, and he said, okay, you're an Italian plumber from Brooklyn. So make up a voice. And you're going to have these contacts glued to your face with sensors on them. And when you move your face, that's going to make the cartoon character move in real time. At least we think that's what's going to happen. If it doesn't work, we're going to have to talk to people all day long, old people, young people. So you start talking, make up a voice in the video game, make up a character and you know, voice for the Italian plumber in Brooklyn. Start talking, and when you finish talking, that's your audition. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, Italian plumber from Brooklyn, you know, that's like, hey, how you doing? I'm under your sink, don't bother me, you know, or, hey, man, what you doing? Get out of here, you know. And I'm thinking, well, that would be tough, you know, all day long to sound like that. It's kind of mean, and it'd be nice to do something nicer. And I had played Gremio in Taming of the Shrew a few years earlier in a theater production. A nice old Italian guy, talk like these, you know. I thought, well, that could be more interesting, but video games, I only know, you know, waka 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 waka, you know, and tok 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 tok, and tick 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 tick, you know. So I am like, oh, all those things, I guess I could just make up something. And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and all of a sudden I heard action. And I turned to the camera and I said, hello, I'm a Mario, okie dokie, let's make a pizza pie together. And I started making up pizzas and spaghetti meatballs, and every time you make a dish, you chase each other, and, you know, everything, throw in the kitchen sink and chase each other and swimming around the water, and, you know, I kept talking until I heard, cut, stop talking, stop. You know, we're out of videotape. Thank you, we'll be in touch, you know. And I thought, well, that's the kiss of death. That means goodbye to the actor. But I left and I went to the beach and watched the sunset, and I guess when I walked out the door, he got on the phone, called Nintendo and said, I found our Mario, I got him. And mine was the only videotape that he had, of all the actors that auditioned, that he sent to Nintendo, and I think Mr. Miyamoto must have heard it and said, woohoo! And that was 20 years ago, 20 absolutely joyful, wonderful years of playing this great character.
So how have Mario been developed over the years in case of character and your voice?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think that's one of the genius parts about Mr. Miyamoto is not only does he create great, great characters, but there's always an integrity and always a through line. So those characters always maintain their integrity, their values, their principle, you know. And then Mario has always been joyful, happy, adventurous. You know, you listen to the music of Mr. Koji Kondo and the actions and the sounds. And the voice, I think, just fits in nicely with that, and it's just very lucky for me that I, you know, on that wonderful, fateful day, that I happened to come up with a voice that just somehow matched, even though I had never seen it before and never heard it before and didn't know anything about Mario. And that has had the integrity through all the years, I guess the 25 years of the character, of joyful, happy, face a challenge with a wahoo, you know, even before there was a wahoo, that was the attitude that was there.
And over the years, other platforms have been more complex, voice work, and Mario always stayed kind of like the same. You never actually heard a full sentence or a complete dialogue. Do you think it's how it should be done, or would you like to do more Mario voice work? Or would it destroy the whole magic of Mario?
Yeah, I think Mr. Miyamoto is a genius. I mean, he has brought so much fun and so much joy for so many millions of people for so many years. And I trust completely that he knows the right amount of voice for that character, the right amount of music for the game, the right graphics, the right everything. So for me, I feel like, you know, I'm like a puppy on a surfboard, and you know, Mr. Miyamoto is riding it towards shore, and I'm just there having a wonderful time.
So you don't even try to say, "Hey, I have a little idea. Can we do this?"
Oh, sure. You know, when we do sessions, we have scripts, and we have movies that we watch, and we do the script, and then every time we always do improvisation as well. So, and that comes from me, and comes from the creative team that I'm working with, putting things there, you know, and then, "Thank you very much for playing my game." Could be something that's improvised, or, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know?
So, there's not only Mario, other characters came over the years.
Oh, yeah. It's me, Mario, woohoo! And Wario, have a rotten day. And Luigi, too, Mario. And Luigi, everybody cheat but me. Hello, Mr. Eyeball Guy. And Baby Luigi. And Baby Mario. Let's go!
Fantastic. How tough is it to think, okay, this is that kind of character, the voice have to sound like this? And
you know, that's very easy. I think voiceover acting is very much like all acting. It's a lifetime process of you observe people, you observe cartoons, you observe characters, you listen to music, you hear things, and then you imitate and you interpret and you bring your own things to the game. But once you're you're doing a voice, you've put all that training and all the observation on the side, and you simply have fun. It's like a dog chasing a ball on the beach, you know. The dog doesn't go, "Okay, now I'm going to bring the ball, put it down, and then I'm going to get ready. And then when he throws it, I want to make sure I go, ruff, 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 and then I run really fast because that's what he's going to like." No, the dog just goes after the ball. You know, it's like, "Wah, go the ball, wah, 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 wah," you know, and that's all it is. And that's what voiceover acting is to me. It's chasing the ball or chasing the stick on the beach.
So every character has a specific kind of various little mean and likes gold and everything.
Yeah.
So how can you get this in the voice?
It is interesting because, you know, that's when a voiceover actor, you tell me what, you know, I look at the picture of Wario. He's big and he's round, you know, and he's really grumpy all the time. He has those character flaws of anger and greed and jealousy, you know, and you put that's just, for me, the characters also, all the characters are playful, and there's no real evil. You can find that in other games. What's there is a sort of a sense of a funny parody almost of what that is, you know, because someone who's greedy is really ridiculous. And when you find that in yourself, you know, when you're being greedy, it's really ridiculous. And every time you're greedy and you play that through for serious, you'll always fall on your face. And so for me, that's what that character will always do. And Waluigi, who's always full of self-pity and jealousy and envy and greed, you know, he will always fall on his face, the same way people always do. But I think it's good to make it be fun, because when it's fun, people can maybe see it better than if you show it for real. You know, because then people go, "Oh, that's not, you know, oh, that's not me, that's not that." And it's also funny because, you know, life itself is very fun and very funny.
So, are the Mario games some kind of, have some substance message for the people in social life?
I don't know, you know. I think that most of all, Mario games are fun, joyful, wonderful experiences that reflect the genius of Mr. Miyamoto and his wonderful creative mind and the creative teams at Nintendo that bring his dreams to life. And you know, people love them and have fun, and that's that. For me, as an actor, I just love and support that and enjoy every second of it. And if there's a message in it, too, that people get, you know, it's great. But I really do think Mr. Miyamoto is a genius. You know, he has brought so many magnificent things to people, so much fun and joy. And, you know, from the games to the platforms, the 3DS platform is absolutely going to revolutionize things again. A lot like the Wii revolution, everything, like the DS revolution, everything, like the Game Boy revolution, like Mario 64, Nintendo 64. Each time, you know, because the commitment is all about fun and joy and having a great time, and that's what the magic of Nintendo is to me, is that it's that commitment to fun.
Do you have a favorite character in the Mario universe?
Yes, absolutely Mario. Absolutely Mario. I really do love Mario. Because, you know, he is the kind of person I wish I could be more like, full of joy and happiness, and faces the challenges in life with a wahoo, let's go, you know, and falls in love with the princess and spends his life rescuing her. What could be a better job than that?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen people that say, okay, you said Mario is a greedy and envy type of guy? I don't think that at all. Are there different views of the character?
I don't know. You know, you don't often go through a deep psychological analysis of these characters. It's more just, you know, having fun. It's enjoying the foibles and the craziness of each character and the games, you know, because I don't think, you know, you don't get stuck on the personalities, because the genius of the game is the fun of it, you know. So if this character is greedy and goes and gets coins and loves garlic, you know, that's the fun. And you don't have to analyze and go, oh, I wonder what it means to like garlic, you know. It's just, it's fun. It's joy. It's enjoying the craziness of each character.
Yeah. And they are always lovely in a kind of way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very fortunate for me. I feel very privileged, very honored, and very full of joy to play these characters and to get to know that the work that I love to do so much brings people smiles and happiness and joy. That's great.
So do you have new characters in your head? Or
Always. You know, it's so funny because anytime I see a drawing or if I see a cartoon or something on the thing, a little voice pops into my mind about what that could sound like, you know, and I always look forward to any new voices to do, because it's always fun. My life is really, really fun.
So maybe we can expect in a couple of years one or two new characters.
Oh, I hope so, but you know, too, I don't want to be greedy. I have plenty on my plate, and I have so much fun and joy, and I'm sure there are lots of other actors that would love to play in these games, too.
So
we'll see.
Yeah. Do you still play the good old Mario games?
Yes, I do. I'm better at the side-scrolling games than the 3D games, I have to confess. Although, I will say, I was doing an interview, and I had a 30-minute... It was a live interview. I think it was in Australia, or it was in it was in Holland, and they came back to me, you know, as I was playing Galaxy, and they thought, he doesn't really play, you know, he doesn't really play. He says he plays, but in the whole 30 minutes I lived, I never lost a single life. I was like, woo-hoo! They kept coming back live. I can't believe it. He really does play, and I'm like, yahoo!
So, what's your favorite game?
Wow, that's a really great question. I love every Mario game. I actually really love Zelda games too, but I love every Mario Kart game. New Super Mario Brothers Wii made me just laugh from the first time I saw it. You know, the music and the bop, 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 the dancing. And the Galaxy first one I saw was, you know, it made my hair stand on end, and made me tingle. And I still play it going upside down when I'm upside down in the world, you know. But Galaxy 2, too, is just a game that was born out of the fun of the game. That Mr. Miyamoto said, okay, let's make another one. But I think maybe New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Okay.
You know, I think so, because it just makes me laugh to play that game. It's so fun.
Yep. When I have to select a favorite Mario game, I would probably choose Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, yeah.
It was genius, but from magic moments, I would probably say Super Mario 64, because when I get the Nintendo 64,
yeah,
I start playing, and I always try to look
Yeah.
Above the TV.
You, yeah, you do, huh? Yeah. It's amazing. Fellini did a shot. I can't remember what the movie was in, but you know, the woman was in the bathroom and they were kind of arguing, and you know, the way he shot it, like everybody else in the world would shoot it, frame on her, frame on him, but they did it from his perspective, and there she is in the bathroom and talking, and everybody in the audience, when they first played it, they leaned to the side so they could try to see in, you know, and that, you know, you've got magic when the audience tries to do exactly what you did. It's like, well, wait, I can't believe I can see in there. Let me look over here. I you know, that you're so involved in the game that you enter it. And that, I think, is there's the real beauty and the mastery of Mr. Miyamoto is he brings you so much into the game. He engages you so much in his playfulness and his fun and his joy that it pulls you right into the experience.
And it's also timeless.
I mean, it's timeless.
You can
play
every single game, every time.
Yeah, the best part about having done it for 20 years is I get to hear stories like that from you, you know, because I know, you know, there you were, a youngster, playing the game, it's like, wow! That's beautiful.
Definitely. So, I'm finished. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
nice
much.
To meet you. Thank you. Thank you very much for playing my games. Ha-hoo!